Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So your wife is a product of what you have produced. You are the one to bring her up. I married a woman that was not from my state, not even my tribe, my state. So I have to teach her how women look after their husbands in my place. How the women take care of their in-laws. How you greet them. How you relate with them. She has to know it. Praise the Lord. The favorite food I have from my place, she has to go and learn it. I even have to teach her my own language so that she does not feel, you know, complete stranger when my relations come and then we are speaking in my language, then she's sitting there, she doesn't know what we are saying. So that she will flow with us and not think we are dissecting her and finishing her in our discussion. She had to learn the language the much she could. Praise the Lord. That is one thing. And when we talk about obedience, Colossians chapter 3 qualifies obedience also. Verse 18. Colossians chapter 3. Amen. You know, ironically, if somebody is mad, they say you are colo. So sometimes, because the Bible says you should obey your husband, then it means that you should colo. Anything he said to colo, you do it. So there is instruction while you are in colo. Colossians chapter 3. What does it say? Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Fit, suitable. Your husband tells you to do anything contrary to the faith. Now he can get kolo. You can't obey everything like that. You can't say, my mother in the village say you should follow me to a shrine. Therefore, if you don't go, the marriage will end. You will stand there and tell them, let it end now, you devil. You want to take me away from my God? Let the marriage go. Let me stay with my God. No matter what you are to obey, rich, every man, you are supposed to know the limit to that submission. Even though he says he should be submissive to you in everything. Everything there is qualified as it is fit in the Lord. As it is fit in the Lord. I tell you, hear pastor talk, say, you should obey me. Go and palm your hair. Go and palm your hair. Let me be husband. That man who heard me say it and is telling you to act like that is a serpent seed. It's a tear. No fear of God. It's a child of hell. I want to make you follow him to hell. Praise God. God will not give you a serpent seed in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Number what now? Five or six. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them, with the women, with your wives, according to knowledge. That's why I read the scripture on wisdom. According to knowledge. There is a wisdom you are supposed to use in dealing with women. Give honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. She is a weaker vessel. Whatever you want to rate her, don't rate her in the same level with you as a man. The way she thinks, the way she acts, she reasons, it's not the same level with you. You are a man, she's a woman. You are male, she's female. That is why God did not make her the head. Knowing how weak she will be, that is why God made you, the man, the head. Because you are stronger. Always consider that. The last part of that, verse 7. And as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Have it at the back of your mind that once you are married, God looks at the two of you as one. You must be united when it comes to approaching the throne of grace. When you are not able to come together because of a quarrel, misunderstanding, and one person alone begins to come and pray, God will not answer you. Once you are married, I'm talking to believers, I'm talking to Christians. Once you are married as Christians, God sees you incomplete when you come before His throne. When He does not see you flowing together in the Spirit as a result of disagreement and marital turbulence and problems, He will not answer your prayers. In that estate, your prayer is hindered. That is one knowledge Satan has. Well, first thing, when he wants to take over a family, he destroys your prayer life first by bringing malice. And once that is established, then he can make that home his address for some time. Having this in mind, you will do everything to make sure there is peace. He says, deal with them according to knowledge. The home, Christian home, hallelujah, is like a garden. It's like a garden, your farm. And in that farm, we must constantly removes weeds so that the planted seeds can grow well. So also, the marriage, a lot of things will continue to prop up that should not prop up. They hinder the peace in the marriage. They must be cleaned up. Praise the Lord. I put something down here also. Always remember that it is only when there is a fire that you see which of the sticks around you is actually a snake. There was a shipwreck. And the Bible says, in Acts chapter 28, in verse 3 there, the Bible says that Apostle Paul, amen, let's screen it. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks in that shipwreck, they fell on that island, and laid them, he gathered a bundle of sticks. He needed to make a fire. He thought all of them were sticks. And he laid them on the fire. From the heat of that fire, what happened? There came a viper out of the heat and fasting on his hand. If you learn something there, now stick, he go gather. But the heat of the fire, now make you know, say, it don't be everything there, be stick. It also lets us know, praise the Lord, that you don't know who you are made up of until there is enough heat. Then it will bring out certain things. And where did that viper land? It landed in his hand. A symbol of your, you know, you use your hand to walk. Everything about you, for your progress, for your income, for everything is affected when there is no peace in the home. Everything. Your progress, your business, your job, your promotion, your ministry, everything is affected in your house. Because once there is heat, amen. Once there is heat, then you will know that there is a serpent inside among them. That nature will come out. Attack the works of your hand, What are you to do? You are to shake it off. It's the wisdom to shake it off that we are looking at today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is why in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 28, when Apostle Paul was admonishing people that it is better you stay without a wife. And then he said that if that virgin will want to marry, then you can marry her. Then he added in verse 28, but and if thou marry, he said, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, that's where I'm going. He said, such shall have trouble in the flesh. You will have trouble in the flesh. Trouble that you didn't have when you were a virgin, you will have it after you have gotten married. So be prepared for it. That is why I agree. I borrow this prayer. And let that be our prayer. Of an old time saint, Saint Francis. And I quote, this is his prayer. He said, God, grant me the courage to change the things I can change. And grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the wisdom to know the difference. I say it again. Grant me the courage, O Lord, to change the things I can change. There are things that we can change. All we need is courage to change them. And also that God should grant the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. There are things that you cannot change. So, you need the ability to contend with the things, accept the things you cannot change. And also, to know the wisdom. To have the wisdom to know the difference between the things I can change and the things I cannot change. All of us will sing this song, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. There are a lot of things we have to learn from that Jesus in the way he deals with us so that we can also enjoy our homes. The second stanza of that song, it says, serene and holy, obedient, lowly, lowly, lowly. Lowly. He's serene. He's humble. Before your wife, brother, you must also put up some humility. Praise Master Jesus. It is in your interest to do all you can to prevent problems from growing up, showing up in your family. If you need peace, therefore, praise the Lord. If you need peace, amen. Brother, I'm facing you for now because now you go marry her. Though there are some men and the woman, they go marry her. Let me see, give you money, you go pay bride price. Let me see, give you money, you go rent the place. She they walk now, you know they walk now. You they walk. Let me have salary when they spend. Now man be that. Now man be that. Now man be that. Can you talk in that house? You go look where they talk, you go look you. Where men they talk, you too go they talk. Person where don't know go no, why this woman they talk to your husband like that? You say wait, let me they wash her cloth for her house. No, talk through now, let me they wash her pants. She they go work, I think now you they go carry children from school, come back. Now you they pay their school fees. The only thing I tell you to do, just go and pick the children and come. You just sit up for house here. The only thing you do, that's the only thing you can do for me. Eh? Ike, that's the only thing you can do for me. You can't even go and pick children from there. You can't. Then you start to say, you are talking to me like that? Who are you? Colossians chapter 3 verse 19. If you want peace. If you want peace. What did he say? Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. If you want peace. Don't be bitter against your wives. Hallelujah. I can borrow something also from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29. Amen. Praise the Lord. It says, for no man, that is why you should avoid bitterness against your wives, brother. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh. Remember, he said, you should deal with them according to knowledge. Knowledge that she is part of me, I am part of her, we are one. So, if you hate your wife, you beat your wife. See what the Bible says. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord, the church. No man hates its own body. No matter what happens, that you pick dust in your body, you slipped and you fell down, you will not say, this one of you leg. To walk, you don't pour the tea, abi, you go remain like that. You will go and clean up. You go and wash your body. So also, no matter what the condition of your wife is, you should not show bitterness. Why? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is in the interest of your peace that you make your wife happy. I got a little write-up that I came across about a week or 2 weeks ago in the Punch newspaper that confirmed what I am saying now. A study, the Punch newspaper, it was on the September 27th, 2014, a write-up in page 2. I just get some excerpts from it. I can't read everything there. But this is how he said. He says, he who finds a good wife finds a good thing. But beyond the success of making a good choice of a partner, a study has shown that there are other factors that are instrumental to having a lasting union and a blissful and a marital bliss. According to the study, listen very well, one of the keys to a long-lasting marriage, successful or harmonious marital union, is for the wife to be happy. This is now a study, a research that was done by an American university. The secret is that you should make your wife to be happy. Brother, ask your neighbor whether he get wife. Ask him. If he get wife, say, make your wife happy. It is for your own good. I read on. According to the study, listen very well. According to the study, the more content the wife is with the marriage, the happier the husband will be. Which will improve his well-being and general health. Your well-being, your progress generally, even including your health, your physical health, is determined by how happy your wife is in that marriage. The study published in the Journal of Marriage and Family on September 2, 2014 found that when it comes to harmonious marital union, the woman's happiness is more crucial than the husband's in maintaining marital bliss and in the health of the relationship. above and beyond the key role women play in the home, such as raising the children and supporting the husband, their well-being, happiness, and joy could determine how enjoyable and lasting the marriage would be. The study led by a professor and chair in the Department of Sociology, Rutgers University, United States, Dr. Deborah Carl, advised that men who are unhappy in their marriage should avoid being selfish and focus on their wife's happiness. The study emphasizes that the key to marital bliss is all about women's feelings, and the happier they are in the marriage, the better. In another paragraph here, Carr, the professor, explained that when a woman is happy, she tends to naturally want to do more for her husband, which in turn makes him happy too. Do you understand her here? When a woman is happy, praise the Lord, she will now do more also to make the man happy. That is, when the woman is happy, you will be happy. When the woman is sad, you must be sad. And there's a reason why. I'll explain it. The researchers also suggested that when women are unhappy, they tend to be more vocal about their unhappiness than men are. When a woman is unhappy, therefore, her husband may also feel so due to her disposition. You know what he's explaining here? He's saying here that the nature of the woman, the difference between the woman, the two nature, the woman and the man, is that you, for a man, when you are unhappy, even with your wife, I'm talking of man, oh, man. Because there are some men that have psychological challenge. I've had them, you know how they hear things. I'll be pastor now, so the thing I know, you're not going to know. When a proper man is offended, you know he doesn't talk. Do you know that? But no matter how hard-hearted the woman is, her nature, when she's unhappy, she expresses it. She must talk to let you know she's unhappy. That is the only way she lets out. She will talk. She go talk. And at that talk, the man, they fear to come. Because you know why you hear the thing, you won't talk. But you must talk. That is the way they solve their problem, by talking. Do you understand? And that is why, when the man is frustrated, you are asking, my husband doesn't come home again. I talk, I say, he now come back drunk. He now come back this. Now, why you, the woman, your own is, you settle your own by talking, the man will settle the tension he has by going to a beer parlor. By looking for another woman. You are the one causing it. If the home is not happy, he will go. The thing is seeking here, he cannot get it. He will go out there and look for it. While you are busy telling everybody, are you not the one that reported to his mother that he's bad? He's not the one. He has never reported you to your parents or to his parents. But you are the one that carry his weakness to everybody that cares to hear. Hoping that when they hear, he will change. Instead, he was getting worse. The more you report him, instead of replying you, he will come back. This is his reply. Drunk. The next thing you see is some kind of phone calls. They come in. What he cannot get from you, he'll be looking for it outside. But you cannot go out now. You think you will sort it out with your mouth. I can regret the day I met you. This is not what I bargained for. I can. You begin to compare him with his friends. Compare him with this one. Compare with this one. And then if he waka come out, you cannot stop. So your next door neighbor, you are going there. You see this useless man? You must talk. Stop it. Turn and look at your sister sitting down by your side. Now you. I read on. While previous studies have shown that happiness has an important role in a people's general health and well-being, a study from the University of Wisconsin and Madison reported that depression was more common in people who remain in stressful marriage situations. In addition, this new study, the key to a happy marriage and a happy life, might just be to make the wife happy. Make the wife happy. Praise the Lord. As a summary of that write-up, make the wife happy, brother. Make your wife happy. She will begin in her happiness. She will begin to do things that will also now make you happy. If you don't make her happy, her response will also remove happiness from your life. And it will affect your health. It will affect your business, your progress, your endeavors, and what else? Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why. Don't wait for the wife to demand something to make her happy from you. Generate it. Create it. Generate it. Create it. Something you know your wife will like, do it. Amen. And one way to make your wife happy is to be romantic. Be romantic. No matter how old that woman is, she wants a romantic relationship. It is part of their nature. Be romantic. And when I say romance, you know what I mean. Be romantic. And what is romantic? It's relative, because I mentioned something like this in the church I ministered in, I think it's either Germany or so. And there were some white couples that were sitting down there. And I was telling them that they should be romantic. And then I said that, well, you know your wife, you've offended your wife before going out. When you're coming back, I said, bring her some flower. The black couple there said, no, no flower. The black couples there, the Africans there, they shout, they say, no, no be flower. But you know, Oyibo, that flower means so much. Eh? Just plug one flower and say, honey. And it takes, you say, oh. Brother, don't carry flower and give your wife on a cereal. She will use that flower and flog you with it. You will know. There's one very romantic brother we have in this church. It's Brother Jerry, is it? If you offend your wife, how do you settle it? I'll give her a microphone. Praise the Lord. Anytime I offend my wife, I do buy her gifts. You buy her gifts?
Yes. Take her out.
You take her out?
Yes, sir.
You see? You see? Can we confirm for your wife? Some people want to know what Pastor Thomas does when he offends his wife. Praise the Lord. I had to ask the wife one day, how do you manage such a man? She said initially when they got married, said the thing tired her more. So German, then he said, while she was wondering, one day, she said, she just saw him in a revelation. He saw him wore military uniform. I was going up and down. Military uniform. He said, when she woke up, she said, oh, now the man be this. She decided to accept what she cannot change. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do something that will shock her. Eh? Nandi, now you, for me. Hey. Do something that it will shock her to see that. You mean you can do this for me? Eh? You don't scatter your head, finish. Throughout that period, you will see peace. That is the day she will ask you. Before she know they ask you, you only see your food is already. But now she will ask you, what will you eat? Now she wants to please you too. So she begins to ask you, what will you eat? So that I will give you what you want. But before, you don't know, your food is ready. Now you go ask her, what if he say when you open, you go see what it is. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, you know, everyone, you know what your wife will want. What your wife will want. Praise God. I am telling you what I practice, so. For 28 years, I'm telling you what I have done and turned my wife close. I know what, how to get what I'm looking for from her without wahala. And when the fire they burn, I know how to quench it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, my wife likes traveling. If she likes knowing new places. Now one of the things I take, catch her be that. She was making younger for me when I went looking for her. I don't want, you know they will always say no even if they like. No, I have to go to school. No, I don't. I don't want. No. Very timid girl that time. Then, I discovered that she liked to know places. I was living in Kaduna. She's here in Lagos. Then I told her, "Wouldn't you like to come and know the north?" She said, "Sir, I've never been to the north." Don't catch this one. Hallelujah. And then quickly, I was in Kaduna. I sent a friend of mine in Lagos. I said, "I beg, get one girl. This girl, my head is, don't scatter my head. I must catch this girl. I beg, go carry her by yourself. Take her to the airport." And at that time, she has never entered plane before. Everybody, get the day where you start now. So that is exciting enough to get water. Then Kaduna, they wait for her. They for airport. She landed. But how was the flight? Wonderful. This is Kaduna. Oh, it's a fine place. When she go again? Next time, I said, have you ever been to Abuja? Abuja, they were just starting Abuja. I said, come, I will take you there. She go come again. She likes knowing places. She likes going to places to know. Praise the Lord. Okay? So one day, I was traveling to America. Now we are married, talking of just some recently. Now I said, I want to go to America. I've got to my ticket, all, everything. Then, and I thought, I'm going to Braham Tabernacle. My wife will like to know Braham Tabernacle. So I called the agent. I said, can you get a ticket for my wife? The journey was to be like next tomorrow. Can you get us a seat? Check whether this flight, there will be a seat for my wife. It took her a whole day to manage to get a seat for us. We closed from church. The next day we got. Then I told her in the afternoon. I said, you know what, honey? We are going to America together tomorrow. It's a lie. Praise the Lord. I said, it's true. They've sent your ticket. Open your email quickly. In the house, she opened the net. And she said, this is true. Throughout that time, she came back. Throughout that month. Throughout anything I want. Praise the Lord. Meet your wife one day and just today, and I do it very often. Today, no cooking. We're going out for a buffet. You and all the children, no cooking today. All of us, we are eating our dinner out. Do it. That woman, amen. That woman, no matter what abomination you have done against her, she will forgive you. The secret to peace in your marriage. I want somebody to begin to think again. Brothers, the woman is specially made. There is something about her, I've stressed several times in this ministry, that she should be handled carefully. Her spiritual makeup is different from that of a man. Amen. If you offend her, there is something about her I cannot explain. If she's not happy with you, everything around you disorganizes. It is a mystery I cannot explain, yet it is true. That's why I read so much scripture about wisdom. Get this wisdom. Live with them according to knowledge, wisdom. Apply wisdom in dealing with you, with them, so that you can achieve what you want to achieve. If not, as
That's why some people say, now after my marriage, everything is scattered. Have you treated her the way you are supposed to treat her? If she's not happy with you, even your health will be affected, because somebody who is not happy, your system is disorganized, your health is affected. If you catch this, then somebody here, change, and see. You will not need all those prophets you go to visit. You will not need all those naivety. All those mountain mosquitoes, they bite you from top mountain. What are you looking for? You want peace in your marriage. Carry her name there. And do you serve you to carry your own name, because the secret, the solution is in your hands. That's exactly what we are doing now. And there are things that you have to accept. To accept in a relationship. We will look at those things that we will need to accept. Can we stand up? To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like you. Oh, true life joy. From earth to glory, hallelujah. To be like, one more time, to be like him, Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like you. Oh, true life journey from earth to glory. I only to be. In any way you have been blessed, can you just open your mouth and thank God for the little wisdom you have caught today? Thank Him and let Him know that what you have learned, you will put into practice. That it should help you. It should help you. We pray. I'm speaking to somebody here. Peace has come to your marriage. Anyone here, the peace of your marriage is threatened. Today, it is restored in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.